If you have your Bibles this morning, just for a few moments, we would like to share with you because there's something very special about the Word of God. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 8th chapter, I'll read verses 23 through 27. In all of our lives, there comes a time that we must just be still and let God be God. As we read here in the Word of God this morning, the Bible says, "And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" Supporting scripture this morning from the Gospel according to St. John 4 and 29. "Come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?" On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or subject this morning. There's something special about that man. There's something special about that man. All of us have called on the Lord sometime in our life. And if you just don't get there when you want him, it's good to know that he will be on time. For somebody declared that he is an on-time God. You can call him any time of the day, any time of the night. God is able to come even in the midst of your bedroom, minister to your very soul and let you know that he's yet by your side, because God has promised never to leave you, never to forsake you, but always to be right there. And there's something about the Lord. There's something about having that assurance of knowing that he's not going to leave you, that he is going to be there. And all I got to do is call on the name of Jesus. There's power in that name this morning. And when you learn to call on the name of Jesus, it'll help you go through the things that you got to go through in life. As we look at our lives this morning, they may not be exactly what we want them to be. We might not be exactly where we'd like to be in our lives. We may be still struggling to get to higher heights, to find a better job, to find our place where we can know that I'm peaceful in my spirit. Sometimes we wrestle with the trials and tribulations of the world, and it is hard for us to find peace. But there is peace in Jesus. There's peace in knowing that I can talk to the Lord and he will hear my humble cry. Isn't it good to know this morning that regardless of who you are, you got power enough and you have access to the Father all by yourself? You can be there in your car, on your job, walking up and down the street. You can be anywhere. Anywhere you are, God is there. And one thing we have to understand this morning is that you cannot get away from God. When you begin to think about what God really means to us, if it had not been for the Lord, I really wonder what would we do? If God didn't love us so much that he allowed his only begotten son to die such a shameful death on Calvary, to be buried in a borrowed tomb, but yet, just like he said, he got up on that third day. And after getting up with all power and taking the sting out of death and allowing the people of God to know that if you trust in me, then there is life after death. If you trust in me, then even though you might be going through many different trials and tribulations, be of good cheer. For I've already overcome the world. I've already taken care of the things that you might be going through. King Solomon said, as we read in our Sunday school lesson this morning, all of life is just vanity, meaningless, if we don't know God. And the conclusion of the whole matter is to fear God, keep his commandments. And if we would do this, the Bible said, this is our whole duty. We have a responsibility and obligation to uphold the laws of God. We also have an obligation to love one another, because the Lord said that this is my new commandment that I leave with you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Do we really love one another, or do we just love when you do like I want you to do? Do you just love me when I say what you want me to say? Or do you love me when we have those times, you know, we talk about sometimes he stepped on my toes. Well, if I step on your toe with the word of God, do you still love me? Do you love me when I say something that you might not agree with? See, we got to understand that love goes a long way. We can't just love on condition. God loves us with an unconditional love. And if we are to go back to be with him, then we got to have that same kind of love. Oh, I thank God that I love Jesus. I love the day that I heard and I learned the song, Oh, How I Love Jesus. And the reason why I love him, because he first loved me. Anybody glad about that this morning? Glad that God loves you? Now, we hear time and time again, and I believe that we all understand, our believers, that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But think about it. When I was in my mess, God still loved me. When I don't have much money now, but God still loved me. Those times when I didn't realize that all I had to do was be a friend to have a friend, God still loved me. So those of you that feel like you're all by yourself or you're the only one that's going through, let me let you know this morning, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about Fowl's Chapel. It's all about Jesus. And if you love God, then God will bless you and keep you. Every time we come and share in our worship experience and we talk about the goodness of God, it is good to know that God is always, always true to his promise. God promised me over 25 years ago that if I get up and open up my mouth, that he'd give me words to say. And I thank him because he hadn't let me down yet. God told me that if my body gets weak, if I get tired, he said, I will renew your strength. See, that's the good thing, is knowing that even though you get humanly tired sometimes, God has a way of replenishing and putting back in those things that you've exhausted out. You got to learn how to let go and let God. God wants somebody that wants to say, oh, how I love the Lord. Didn't David say, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Now, what that tells me is that he don't expect me to do it all. He expects you all to help me lift up the name of Jesus. Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, then not the choir, not the music, not the preacher, but I will draw all men unto me. Some of us are drawn by the beat. You get a good beat going and you get in rhythm, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, your feet moving and your head moving and you just done got all loose. But after the beat is stopped, after the benediction has been given, and you march yourself on home, what are you going to do when you get home? And a lot of time, when you've had a good time in the house of God, as soon as you get home, you meet the devil at the door. So what you going to do then? Will you still have your praise? Will you still hold on to your joy? Shirley said, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world's not going to take it away. Ain't anybody glad to have joy? I found out the joy of the Lord is my strength. Long as I got joy in Jesus, everything is going to be all right, because he is a promise keeper. We serve a God, David said, that the Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. As he talks about God's greatness, his mighty works, he is grateful for all that God is to him, and he offers praises to the Lord thy God. But then he asks us to join him in praises. We need to join in the praises as we lift up the mighty name of Jesus. Instead of always asking for petitions, that should be sometimes a prayer of praise instead of every time you pray. Instead of always asking God for something else, why don't you praise him and thank him for what you already got? God understands that you're going through. He knows that you got a problem. He knows everything. But instead of asking him every time you take time to talk to him, why don't you just take time out to just praise him? Say, I don't want to just ask him for something all the time. You know how it is every time you see somebody, they got their hand out. That get old after a while, doesn't it? Every now and then you ought to come to me with your hand folded. Or you ought to come to me with your hand turned the other way, ready to give me something instead of wanting something. I think that's what God looks at us sometimes. Why don't you ever want to give me something? I don't ask for much. All I ask you is to love me. All I ask you is to love your neighbor as yourself. All I ask you is to preach to this, lift up the mighty name of Jesus. I didn't ask you to do very much. I died for you. I suffered for you. So can't you humble yourself at my feet? Do you not know who I am? Glory, hallelujah. Sometimes we sit in God's house like he owes us something. Do you think it was a privilege that you're here? You're here by a blessing from the Almighty God. Oh yeah, you sing well. You pray hard. But there's somebody else that can sing. There's somebody else that can pray. And if you don't want nobody to sing, they got birds out there tweeting right now. Early this morning, I heard the birds outside my window. I believe some of them birds were telling the Lord, thank you. I see a worm down there, thank you. We forget about how blessed we are. If we would begin to thank God for the blessing instead of always complaining and murmuring and walking around with our head hung down, look up to the hills from which cometh your help. God will do anything you ask him to do. He shows us kindness all the time with an unconditional love, with patience and undying mercy. Oh, I thank God for his mercy. Oh, that mercy suits my case. Because when I was nothing but a wretch undone, it was his mercy that looked beyond my faults. When I was wrapped up in my sin, it was his mercy that reached down and touched my old nasty body. Some of us think we all that. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. That makeup, that hairdo, that outfit, that fine suit, those alligator shoes, that don't make you nothing but broke. You can come in the house barefoot, a hole in your pants, not even have on a decent shirt, but you can still tell the Lord, thank you. And somebody may look at you and begin to wonder, looking down their nose at you, what are you doing in here looking like that? But I'm glad somebody said, I can come to the Lord any kind of way I am. Now, you might have on a nice suit, but your heart might be raggling. He wasn't talking about what you wear. You know, we got that mixed up. Lord said, come just as you are. I wasn't talking about what you wear. Come in the condition you're in. If you're a liar, come on anyhow. I'm going to preach the lie out of you today. Come just as you are. If you're about half drunk, before you get out of here, you ought to sober up. Glory. It's all about kingdom building this morning. Trusting in the power of God. Knowing what the Lord God can do. There's a song we sang years ago that asked the question, do you know the man from Galilee? I'm glad to say I got an answer. I know the man. I know the man from Galilee. Just because we come to church, that doesn't mean that we know the man. That doesn't necessarily mean that we know just how special that man is. Let me slow down a little bit. Y'all get me carried away. Miss a couple points I got to share with you. Well, I'm ready to go, though. Hallelujah. There's something special about that man to me. Now, what does it mean to be special? Special means distinctive or unique. Special means exceptional or extraordinary. Special is also defined as highly regarded, a special person or thing. So now, when we look at the definition of special, and we compare that with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, he's distinctive and he's unique. He's exceptional in how he blesses us despite ourselves. He's extraordinary how he can look beyond our faults, and even though we be in our mess, he blesses us anyhow. He's so special that we highly regard him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The Bible gives us instances where the apostle dwelt in the midst, had times of unbelief and wavering faith. But we need to look here at our text this morning. The Bible says, and when he was entered into a ship, that his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves. But Jesus was asleep. His disciples came to him and woke him up and said, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are ye so fearful, O ye of little faith? Don't you know when you think about all that God has done in your life, you ought to be able to tell the Lord that I trust in you. You ought to be able to tell God that I know that I am a child of God. You ought to be able this morning to know that if you trust the power of God, then your faith ought to be secure. But many of us, we say that we have faith in God, but our faith is always wavering. These disciples were there on the ship with Jesus. Now they've seen Jesus do all types of miraculous things. But they're there and Jesus is fast asleep. So as you see this picture here, there's a storm that is going to rise. And as the wind began to blow and the lightning began to flash and the thunder began to roll, think about it being out on the open sea. These men in this small ship riding along, and all of a sudden when the wind began to blow, they began to call out to the master, Lord, you need to wake up. We're going to perish. We're going to be hurt. We're going to die out here at sea. And the Lord said, why? Why are you fearful? Don't you know I'm your God? Don't you know I'm here with you? Don't you know if you said that you got faith in me, then your faith ought to not be wavering? You ought to believe that I control the wind. I tell the wind when to blow. You ought to know that I am the child of God. I am God's only son, and I can talk to the wind. I can talk to the sea and calm everything down. But don't you know sometimes God has to show us. Sometimes God has to put us in a position to let us see his power. And I wonder this morning, do you know how much power God is? As God stopped and calmed the raging sea, the men of God began to cry out, what manner of man is this? There's something special about this man. He can say a word and even the sea obey him. He can say the word and even the wind obey him. There's something special about that man. And I want to know this morning, do you know how special this man is? This man is that one that'll do what needs to be done in your life. All you got to do this morning is trust the power of the Almighty God. When we look here in the Word of God, there might be somebody that don't know God personally. You may not have had a personal encounter with God. But I'm reminded of a story about a lady at the well. She met Jesus along the way one day. They tell me that the woman was a Samaritan woman. And she was there at the well to draw water. And Jesus stopped and said, give me to drink. For a disciple were going away to the city to buy meat. But then the Bible said, a woman of Samaria said unto him, how is it that you ask me, a Jew? Why are you asking me for something to drink? Don't you know this morning that the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans? You know how we are sometimes. We get so much in our own thing. We get caught up in self-righteousness. And we don't have anything to do with that set of folk over there. But I stop by to let you know that it does not matter what denomination you are. Does not matter what church name you have. There's only one true and living God. And I found out this morning that somebody got to know the Lord for themselves. Jesus answered and said unto the woman, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that asked you to drink. In other words, if you knew who I am, you'd give me what I asked you. Why are you asking me for something to drink? Well, the woman looked at Jesus and said, don't you know that the well is deep? You didn't bring anything to draw with. But the Lord let her know that when you drink of this water, you're going to get thirsty again. But I got some water that I'll give you, and you'll never thirst again. The water that I give you will be springing up like everlasting life. Anybody know what I'm talking about? The woman said unto him, Lord, I want some of that water. I don't want to get thirsty no more. But the Lord said unto the woman, go and call thy husband. Tell your husband to come and get him some too. If I'm going to give you some water, I'm going to give your husband some too. But the woman said, I have no husband. The Lord said unto her, being an all-knowing God. You see, God knows everything. And since the Lord knows everything, he told that woman, you've had five husbands. And the one you got right now, he is not your husband. But I'm glad that this woman heard the voice of the Lord thy God. When she heard this, she went running down to the city, told the people of God, come see a man that told me everything I ever did. Come see a man that knew all about me, knew everything it was to know about me. There's something special about that man. I didn't tell him my name. I didn't tell him where I was from. But that man knew me. That man knew that I'd already had four husbands. That man knew that I had a man laying at the house right now. And I want to let you know there's something special about that man. I don't know about you this morning, but I'm glad that I know the man. I'm glad that I know how special he is. He is so special that he died for us. He's special because every day he provides for us. I can always depend on God because he is special. He understands me. He knows what I'm going through. I'm glad that I know the man from Galilee. When I was in trouble, he set me free. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, because you can lean on me. You can call my name, and I'll come running to your rescue. There's something special about that man. When I wouldn't do right, he loved me anyhow. When I didn't have nothing, he fed me, put clothes on my back, gave me shoes for my feet. There's something special about that man. Come see a man that'll pick you up, turn you around, that'll place your feet on a solid ground. Come see a man that'll look beyond your fault and bless your very soul. Oh, Lord, you are special this morning. I'm glad that I found out for myself that if I know the Lord, all I got to do is go down on bending knee and talk to my God. For God did teach me how to pray. He told me that if you need me, say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will let it be done. Anybody glad this morning to know God for yourself? There's something special about that man. He is a healer. He's a keeper. He's a deliverer. He's a savior this morning. He'll sanctify your soul. And he'll make you whole this morning. There's something special about that man. Because when I thought I wasn't nothing, he let me know that I am somebody. When I thought I didn't have a purpose, he let me know there's a purpose for your life. I chose you to carry the good news, to tell people everywhere that the wages of sin is death. But I got a gift of God, which is eternal life. I'm glad to be one of the chosen by the Lord thy God. And he told me that he'd open up doors, that all I'd have to do is go in the door. I heard last night when I was at the banquet that the Lord thy God can give us keys to open up those doors of opportunity. I need my keys this morning, but I need them from the Lord. There's something special about that man. A man that can say, peace be still, and the raging waves will calm down and have smooth water. There's something special about that man that can arise out of his sleep and yet know exactly what's going on. For when he got up, he didn't say what's going on, but he said, why are ye so fearful? Why are we complaining? Why are we worried this morning? We know that there's a job shortage. We know that gas prices are going up. We know that food is going up. But why are you fearful? If we trust in God, then God said that I shall supply your every need according to my riches in glory. You may not have what you want, but as long as you hold on to the promise of God, God said, I'll give you what you need. And if you would examine your life, most of us, we got everything we need. But we worry God about the things that we want. What happens is when things get as they are right now, you have to take a self-examination. And you have to learn to change your lifestyle. You've been accustomed to going out to eat 2-3 times a week. You're going to have to change that. Your money don't stretch as long as it used to. And you know, like I know, that you can fix a meal at home. And if you fix the right kind of meal, not only will it last today, it'll last tomorrow. See, we done got so good, we don't want leftovers no more. But there's going to be somebody in here looking for some leftovers. And they might not even be your leftover. Do you have any that you had left yesterday? Do you hear what I'm saying? Don't take your blessings for granted. And be ever so careful who you turn away, who you backstab, who you say you ain't gonna never have nothing to do with. Because that may be the very one to bring you a bag of groceries. If your enemy, and I'm finished, if your enemy knock on your door this afternoon with 2 bags of groceries, are you going to close the door in their face? See, you the one I don't even like. And we have some people that are so mean, that are so stubborn, so hateful, that they can't recognize a blessing from God. And they have closed the door on their blessing and got babies in there hungry that don't have nothing to do with that mess y'all fell out about. It is time for us to be real. Somebody said that sometimes things get worse before they get better. Now, are we at the worst point and getting ready to go back up? Or do we still have some bad things to happen? We don't know. But if we would learn to take every day one day at a time. For what the Lord said when he taught us how to pray, he said, give us this day our daily bread. So don't you sit there and worry about how you're going to feed your family Wednesday. Just worry about today. And if the Lord bless you to get up in the morning, you say, Lord, I thank you for another day's journey. And Lord, I'm just waiting to see how you're going to bless me today. What you gave me yesterday, gone now. And I need something today. And the kind of God that I serve, he's special like that. He's special like that. He'll give me exactly what I'm asking for. Do you love God this morning? Do you know how special that man is? He is really special. He's unique in his own way. He's God all by himself. Hallelujah, Jesus. And if you don't want to praise him, there's already angels in heaven saying, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Already singing it. So now if you don't want to put on your long white robe, that's between you and your God. You still say you can't sing. Make a noise then. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord.